This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. All right, so I had a lot of fun this weekend going to Frisco. I left you guys at 1 o'clock on Friday to head to the Frisco College Baseball Classic.
Yeah. Which I'm going
to
go home today.
It was their third year of doing this, and I got to work the TV broadcast for the games. And
who won?
They have a really good field. Well, Mississippi State went 2-0.
What?
Texas Tech, actually coming into the tournament, was third in the country. They went 0-2, and now they're 14th in the country. And then you had Nebraska and Sam Houston State. If you guys don't remember Sam Houston State, and I totally forgot about this, Gavin, do you remember when I was crying 2 years ago? I didn't know I was going to cry. He was the one. They beat Texas Tech in the regionals. They played Florida State in the super regionals and lost to go to the World Series. And he talked about his career and how he was at A&M and he thought everything was going his way, but it was all about him and it really wasn't about the players and caring about the kids. And so he just, once he got fired from Texas A&M and kind of had to start over his career and just how now it's about the kids
was,
and how much he cares about the kids.
I think he was a transactional coach and he needed to be transformational or something like that.
Okay,
there was it was kind of like that. Like he was too worried about the money and he needed to be worried about changing people's lives.
And it was just one of those things where I didn't know I was going to cry on the air, but after hearing it and then we were trying to talk about it, I just started to choking up. So he was out there. They actually went 1-1 for the tournament. But here's what I want to talk about here is if you don't know the MLB draft out of high school, you can draft a kid. You don't declare for the draft. Everybody's eligible. Once you graduate high school, you can get drafted or not get drafted. Some kids, like there's a kid, Micah Dallas at Texas Tech. He's my dad's guy. He decided, he told every team, I'm going to college. Their parents wanted their son to go to college. He wanted to go to college, even though he would have been a second or third round pick, most likely. He's like, I am going to college. Don't draft me. All the teams respected that and said, we don't want to waste a pick and do this. Okay. But there's this kid that I saw pitch, and I'd love for the Rangers to get him at some point down the road. His name is JT Ginn. He's a freshman pitcher for Mississippi State. He was the 30th overall pick in the draft. He was one of the last picks in the first round by the LA Dodgers. And he said, I'm not going to sign. I want to go to Mississippi State. It's been my whole dream to pitch for Mississippi State. And the Dodgers said, well, let's see if it's your dream when we offer you over $2 million. So they drafted him. They offered him over $2 million. He still said no to go to Mississippi State. And he pitched Saturday against Texas Tech. Now, here's the deal about college baseball. It's good baseball. I had a blast calling it. It was fun to watch. The defense was pretty weak from all four teams, but
they get you set up with a space heater up there?
Well, luckily, it was pretty. We kept the windows closed for the most part. Friday, I had it open for a little bit, but it was pretty cold. And Saturday, I was like, I'm not opening this thing anymore. It's freezing cold. I can just call the game through the TV and through the window, even though it's not the best way to see it. I was like, I'm not opening up the door and feeling this breeze that's coming in here. So, JT Ginn totally dominated Texas Tech. Out of all the picks in the first three rounds, almost every high school kid's going to sign. You're going to get about 5% of the guys that get drafted rounds 1 through 3 that are high school kids that don't sign. So, it's rare. I've talked to my buddy who is the recruiter at University of Southern California, USC. And he said, you know what? We give scholarships to the guys that are going to be first and second round picks, but we know that we pretty much have those in our back pocket to immediately give to a kid once that June is over that we like because we know that they're going to sign. The likelihood of them coming to college is very rare. Well, JT Ginn ends up going to Mississippi State. He pitches against Texas Tech, and it wasn't fair. Mm. So when you're watching college baseball, there are some great players in college baseball, but most of those kids in college – weren't good enough to get drafted high out of high school. They probably got drafted. Some of them got drafted, but not very high, where they were 18th round or 20th round. They got offered $10,000, and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to college. And then they have those three more years to develop into prospect players to get drafted higher to get more money. But when you watch a kid who's 18 years old and they actually are considered – one of the 15 or 20 best high school players in the country, and they actually do go to college, it's not fair for the college kids. I mean, he was dominating Texas Tech. They had zero chance of hitting a ball hard off of this guy.
They're like, get out of here. Go play pro ball.
He's 6'2", He's not super big. He's a normal size pitcher. He's 6'2", probably 200 pounds approximately. Throwing in the mid 90s. I've heard at least on the reports that he can hit 100. The other day it was 30 something degrees outside, so it's tougher to hit 100 miles an hour when it's 30 something degrees. Imagine. But he's throwing in the mid 90s with two good breaking balls and an okay changeup. His changeup isn't what I'd consider major league ready. And I wouldn't say I could plop him on the major leagues right now, but if I took that kid, I would say, look, I can tell you right now, JT Ginn, as long as he doesn't get hurt in, I'll say 5 years, but maybe even four. In 5 years, he'll be in on a major league team, most likely in a major league rotation. That's how good he was. But I just watching it going, wow, when you see these college kids that have to go to college because they just weren't drafted high enough or they weren't drafted at all and they have to go to college. And, hey, it was Nebraska, Tech, Sam Houston, who's a pretty good program, and then Mississippi State, who's top 10 in the country. These are premium programs, and you're watching these premium high school players or college players with no chance to hit like a first-round high school pick.
How about your guy? How'd Barry Bonds end up in college?
Well, the money was different then, I would say. Now, his dad was making money in the major leagues. Money was different in the major leagues. Is when Ken Griffey Jr. got drafted first overall in 1987, it was $150,000 was his signing bonus for the first overall pick. Now, that's way more money in 1987 than it is in 2017 or now 2019. But I think it was a little bit of a tougher decision when the most money was, hey, if you got $100,000, that was huge. Now, if you're in the end of the first round, you're getting over $2 million. And it's kind of funny because for me, I think, boy, what college could you go to where they're going to give you an entry-level job of $2 million? Hey, you graduated Mississippi State. Would you like $2 million to start your career?
Yeah, no.
Like, where are you going to do that? Like, that's to me, and I get it because I'm around a bunch of college people during this weekend, and they're like, yeah, you know, the college education and the college environment, and
Who cares?
I'm like, I get it. Minor league baseball is not for everybody.
About $2 million.
But where else are you going to get $2 million? If he does get hurt and blow out his arm, then the $2 million is gone. Will he be like, I think his name was Matt Perk. Remember when the Rangers drafted him and he ended up going to TCU? He got hurt at TCU, then got drafted by the Nationals. He turned down a couple million or close to $2 million from the Rangers. And got like, I don't know, it was like 700,000. I can't remember the exact amount, but it went down because of his injury. And he dominated his freshman year at TCU, but got hurt, never made it to the major leagues. His career's over, I'm pretty sure. And so that's the risk you take of turning down $2 million. If he goes to be the first pick in the draft, again, which he could improve his stock to be the first pick in the draft, he'll get like $5 or $6 million, which is great. He'd double up his money. But boy, if you stay in just like, you go from pick 30 to pick 15, and you go from $2 million to like close to $3 million. That's a big risk to take to just try to get $1 million more.
I mean, it's insane. I figure there's a girlfriend involved. You know, if you're making that decision, you either have rich parents or you really wanted to make sure your girlfriend didn't leave you, you know, while you were playing baseball.
Yeah.
Those are the only two reasons I think that could weigh heavily enough, or just horrible advice, you know? Like, who was advising this Perk guy? Like, dude, you can get hurt very easily. Do you know the percentage chances over 3 years?
I know.
Elbow, shoulder, back, all kinds of stuff.
Now, obviously, if he improves in college, he will have less time in the minor leagues because he'll be 21 when he gets drafted instead of 18 to probably 22 year in the minors. But that's all, like what you're talking about, Gavin. I agree with you. If my kid, I wouldn't demand he signs. It's his life. I'd say, look, it is your life. If you want to go to wherever it is, UT or Texas Tech, whatever your dream of playing college baseball is, and you want to turn down millions of dollars.
I'd come over the top of my kid.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's up to you because it's your life and you're going to have to live with this decision. But it's going to be really tough in your life unless everything goes right for these 3 years to get that money back.
I'd say I've spent 18 years. You know how many diapers I changed, how much sacrificing I did, the camps I sent you to. You can do college afterwards. If you don't go to pros right now, I'm cutting you out of my will. Okay? You got something on the line. I got something on the line right now, son.
I hear you.
Yeah, tell them how much is in the will, too, and exaggerate the number.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of lying that
Listen,
day.
I got $13 million in the bank, and you're going to get zero.
I believe coming up, the Rangers have the sixth overall pick in the draft. I did see Josh Young, the third baseman, play for Texas Tech. He is considered the fifth best college player in the nation. So he will be a possible pick for the Texas Rangers. He didn't have a good tournament. So if I had to tell you, if today the draft was today and the Rangers with the sixth overall pick take third baseman Josh Jung from Texas Tech, he's from the San Antonio area, I would say, hey, the body looks like it's there. The swing looks like it's there, the bat speed. But the two games that I watched him play were not the best games that you would want to report on.
How much does the cold weather affect guys at that age?
It could. You know, I was talking to one of the college coaches and said, here's the tough part. Is right now around the country, Lubbock, you know, not the best weather in January and February. Mississippi State can have decent weather, but they can get a lot of rain. Nebraska, they practice all of their practices for the most part all year have been in the indoor football facility. So they get to practice indoor in the indoor football facility because they can't practice outside. And then Sam Houston State can have some decent weather. But the coaches were all like, here's the deal. We can't practice outside a lot. So those first 10 to 15 games, you're going to see bad defense. And I saw bad defense in this college tournament. It was fun to watch, really competitive games, but bad defense. And what they're saying is, the tough thing is we can't go out and hit a lot of ground balls and a lot of fly balls and have a lot of relay situations yet because the weather isn't allowing us. Like if you're TCU today, you're going to be in the indoor facility. You can't practice outside in this. You don't want guys' arms to get hurt. So they say it's really tough the first month or so of the season to look good in college baseball because you're not getting a lot of practice because of the weather. And you look at Major League Baseball right now or Minor League Baseball, they're all getting practice games in to try to look better by the time April comes around. So I'm sure in April and May, those teams will look better defensively. And then look out for Josh Jung, possibly a future Texas Ranger who had an okay tournament. Last thing I want to get to, we only have a minute, Gavin, and maybe it'll be for tomorrow to discuss more. LeBron is now 2-4 after the All-Star break. He plays on a team called the Lakers, but I just call him the LeBrons because he refuses to make that a team. He just wants it to be himself. He was so pathetic against Phoenix the other day. His numbers ended up being good. He was so disgusted with his team. They score a basket, Phoenix, which they lost to. And he just throws it off the back of the backboard. Like, yep, violation, Phoenix ball again.
Wow.
And you can tell he's like, I don't give an S.
Wow.
I hate this team. We're not going to make the playoffs. They're now 4.5 back of San Antonio.
Brutal.
For the spot. They're 1.5 back of Sacramento, who's not in the playoffs either. I'd say at this point they have about a 5% chance of making the playoffs, and it might even be less than that.
When it goes this bad, you got to blow it up.
Yeah,
you know
they just lost to Phoenix.
Yeah, and
who has like 12 wins?
I mean, it was Memphis last week.
Yeah, they're 2-4 after the All-Star break. So when LeBron told the world, "I'm turning it on now," you're going to see playoff LeBron in the second half. He's 2-4 in the second half.
Well, it couldn't happen to a worse team, man. I love what's happened to the Lakers. You know, I thought when they got LeBron, they were back, but clearly that can't even save them here, as they have really been rudderless since, what, Phil Jackson left, Jerry West left a long time ago.
Since Kobe left, really.
But then Dr. Jerry Buss passed, and they haven't been able to get anything figured out in, what are we at, 10 years now?
Yeah,
a decade?
It was right around 2011. Well, the Mavericks, they won the championship in 2010. 2011, they lose to the Mavericks. And about 2012 or 2013, I think, 2013 was the downfall. They go get Steve Nash and trade a lot of picks, and they go get Dwight Howard. And then Steve Nash can't play basketball anymore, and they lose all the picks. And then Dwight Howard wasn't good at basketball anymore, and that's been the downfall of the Lakers ever since.